So, good morning, everyone. So, I was on the way to school today, and as usual, I popped into Mr. Shaw's shop. Something had changed this time. Usually, I just go in there to get my sweets, my packed lunch, my school bags, my stuff for school, basically, you know, drinks, chocolates, sandwiches. Just everything you need for packed full, nutritious, chock full of vitamins and goodies lunch for the day, you know. So I was doing that, and then all of a sudden I smelt this smell, right? I smelt a smell. And the smell that I smelt reminded me of when my brother used to come round on a Sunday or just before Simpsons and stuff like that, and we'd get pizza or order some food. And sometimes I would have gone out with my friends the night beforehand and got some fried chicken. And that's exactly what that smell smelt like. Smelt like fried chicken. Yeah, that's right. Your local corner shop superhero, Mr. Shaw's, now serves fried chicken at 9 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't believe it. But also I was happy and delighted to see Mr. Timskin there in the morning, loaded up on a bucket of chicken. Fried chicken, 6 wings. 6 pieces of chicken, 12 wings, 4 portions of chips, 3 bottles of Coke. Not the small ones, mind you, the big ones, you know. And I mean, all like Barry was there, Jeffrey Thompson was there, Susie Smith, and even Mrs. Price. Like, that was crazy to see Mrs. Price there. Like, I never thought that she'd be the kind of person that would like to eat fried chicken on a Monday morning at 9 o'clock, you know. Mrs. Shaw was nowhere to be seen. I was like, yo, I just need to say hello to Mr. Shaw. And also, I can't believe it. Mr. Shaw, you smashed it. I really can't believe it, Mr. Shaw. You've actually truly outdone yourself today. Fried chicken on a Monday morning before we all go to Kiba Thorpe from school. You know, this is unbelievable. Especially as Jamie Oliver came around our school last week. I think it's actually a backlash towards that. Because the thing is, Jamie Oliver hasn't done a public, seminar or talk or a health expo of any kind in years. Not that we know of anyway. So this morning, as I came in as a local paper boy to hand back Sunday's papers that hadn't been picked up by the house owners, you know, where I deliver my Sunday morning papers to, I was like, first of all, the school knows that I'm going to be late. And yeah, it was, you know, just because Susie Smith's mother had died the previous week on a Friday, we all thought, okay, definitely the school's going to give us some time off on Monday. But they didn't. They literally only gave us not a whole day off. The time off that they did give us in the end was just an hour. Instead of starting at 8:15 on Monday morning, we started at 10. So that's why, 9:25. So that's why, yeah, it was 9:25. And that's why I saw everybody from my school in Mr. Shaw's shop on Monday morning. It's a sight to behold and a smell to be smelt. And I smelt it. Yeah. And that was Mr. Shaw's line. Upon asking him, Mr. Shaw, how have you got fried chicken in a Monday morning in a newspaper shop that sells bus passes and nudie mags? Of course, I'm going back to the old name that Mr. Shaw's shop used to be called, which was Nudie Mags and Fags. It's actually just called Mags and Fags, but then somebody wrote Nudie. And then somebody put the rainbow flag colour after the word fags. In the 80s, sorry, in the noughties, and then that wasn't allowed anymore. So it was just called Mr. Shaw's Superhero Shop, aka Super Malt Superheroes. Sorry, it's getting a bit all over the place there, but what I wanted to say was that's what he said when he came out behind the wooden dreadlock ribbon banded curtains. Oh, Johnny boy, Mr. Shaw, how you doing? Where have you been? Fried chicken, oh my god, so many questions, so many exclamations. He kindly retorted with, oh, Johnny boy, Mr. Shaw, fried chicken looks amazing. And I couldn't believe that smell when I came in Monday morning after finding out Susie Smith's mum had died the previous Friday. We'd all thought we'd get school off, some time off school, but we did get time off. Like we're from jail, but only an hour and a half. Or an hour. In 10 minutes. Little started at 8:15 on school morning. Starting at 9:25 today. We've got everyone in here. Oh. Mr. Timskin, Mrs. Price, even Lynn, the old secretary, was here. Couldn't believe that one. And a daughter. And the mongrel, Maggie. And a daughter. Also named Maggie. Mongrel. Eminem, we used to call her in school. All of this, and Mr. Shaw retorted with, oh, Johnny boy. Talking about the fried chicken smell. Yeah, smelled it. Yeah, dealt it. Oh, God bless that Mr. Shaw. Monday morning, Mr. Shaw going to school. Things will never be the same. Now we've got fried chicken in the game. Love this man. But more than anything, I love the smell of the tryptophan. Fried chicken smells, Monday morning, everybody looking like a piece of chicken. And also, chicken corners here. Shout out to CNSR, YouTube, baby. Rest in peace. Susie Smith's mother. And thank God for Mr. Shaw's fried chicken at Mr. Shaw's Super Shaw. Supermarket. Super Malt. Dairy Cream Factory. Peace.